Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Reformation, the truth will set you free. John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." I have always loved teaching throughout the month of October. Pumpkins, leaves, the change in weather. I just love everything about it. Every year I carve a couple of pumpkins with my class. Our principal even comes and carves something elaborate. He's so skilled in that way. Me, not so much. I usually stick to the same easy design each year, a cross. During rest time, I put a little battery-operated flame inside the pumpkin, and a light shines through. I love the reminder that we can always let our light shine. I want my students to hold tightly to the one thing that endures forever. God's Word has stood the test of time. Our children are being taught the gospel in its truth and purity. God has been so gracious to keep His Word pure throughout the ages. He has been so loving to consistently present a harvest of His abundant love in our classrooms. In the verse above, it says, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples." In a world that's grip is getting looser and looser to God's teachings, it is so important to hold tightly to the Word of God. Our students are growing up in a world where learning about Jesus and going to Him in prayer is countercultural. Praise God for our schools and their leaders who see the importance and value of Christian education. Praise God for our teachers, staff ministers, and pastors who work faithfully to keep the emphasis of Jesus' everlasting love throughout every school year. My simple cross carving is enough. The cross is enough. What better to hold tightly to than the message of salvation? And what will it do? It will set you free. This world is always changing and always reaching for something of substance. We have it. We have substance in the Word of God, and it will carry us through all the way to heaven. We will be free from the ways of this world and from sin that causes so much pain and suffering. Whatever strife holding tightly to God's Word causes us here on earth, freedom in Him will overshadow it. So hold tightly and don't let go. Like the familiar hymn says, God's Word is our great heritage. What a privilege it is to teach His Word and prepare the next generation of believers. Hold on to God's truths with a firm grip, never letting go of the pure message of faith in Jesus Christ. We pray. God's Word is our great heritage and shall be ours forever. To spread its light from age to age shall be our chief endeavor. Through life, it guides our way. In death, it is our stay. Lord, grant while worlds endure, we keep its teachings pure throughout all generations. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.